Welcome to the Radio Iowa podcast. I'm Stella Schaffer. The New York Times recently analyzed census data and concluded that more women than ever before live alone. Commentators rush to declare this good or bad news, the usual downfall of civilization, or the predictable upshot of trends that have been visible for a long time. I talked with Iowa State University sociology professor Susan Stewart. She studied the many ways we live today and written a book on the changing American stepfamily.
Was there ever a time when there was a standard American family? And if so, when?
There really wasn't. I think we hold up this traditional homemaker, breadwinner model of the family as our standard traditional American family. But really, that type of family only existed for a very short time in our history in the 1950s. And prior to that time, I mean, families were actually quite diverse. Women worked. High rates of widowhood and remarriage, and, you know, many different family forms existed.
Step families may be more common than they were. Perhaps we just hear more about them. What did you learn about step families and how they fit into the greater array of things?
What I learned is that step families involve a lot more than remarriage. We tend to think of step families as simply being formed by either a widow or widower remarrying or someone who's been divorced remarrying, but step families actually involve couples who cohabit, who are not legally married. They involve couples who, in a first marriage where there's a child born outside of wedlock. They involve families with adult stepchildren, so, you know, older adults who are getting married and remarried. And so it's very diverse these days.
More than half of U.S. women are living without a husband, according to an analysis of census results.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
That statistic doesn't surprise me at all. As a demographer, I know that we have an aging population, and so really what's mostly responsible for that trend is more women who are getting older, and many of them have lost their husbands. So it's not that they've never been married, it's simply that they're not living with a husband currently. Also, we have more and more young people delaying getting married and cohabiting, and so we have more women who are unmarried for that reason. But it's still the case that 90% of men and women eventually marry, and so this is not a trend that would indicate that people are less likely to marry.
There was a time when, for reasons of economy, social pressure, a lack of housing, some combination of those, nobody lived alone. You lived in great big extended family households, whether you wanted to or not. Maybe this is a value judgment. Is it an improvement that more people live alone? Does it mean something negative? You know, let me phrase it this way. Do they get to live alone, or do they, the poor things, have to live alone?
Well, some people living alone want to live alone. I mean, we've never had this level of independence, economic independence, most importantly, available to us, so we are able to live alone. However, there's a lot of people who live alone who probably would like to live with somebody, a spouse or one of their children or someone else. Actually, we have fewer people in our social network. We have fewer confidants available to us than we have in the past. And so this could constitute a problem for the future, because I don't see us, you know, being increasingly likely to live with extended family. I mean, I think that trend is something that we won't see. Every so often, we hear these kind of scary statistics coming out, like, you know, women over 40 have chances of getting married but smaller than being killed by a terrorist. And those kinds of, you know, scary stories are simply not true. I mean, there tends to be a spin put on them, or they're inaccurate, they're later debunked. And I would hate for women out there to feel like they didn't have high chances of marriage simply because of this new census statistic that came out saying that over 50% of women aren't currently living with a husband. That's not the case. You know, it's not the case at all that women aren't going to be able to get married or choosing not to marry.
Susan Stewart, a sociologist at Iowa State University in Ames, has written a book titled Brave New Step Families, Diverse Paths Toward Step Family Living. It's available through Sage Publications. It's the Radio Iowa podcast. I'm Stella Schaffer.